Section of Newsbeat this week, and we're looking at how the African Development Bank has partnered with Ethiopian Airlines to contribute $500 million towards the financing of a new airport in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The investment is expected to be Africa's largest project when completed in 2029. Online, Dr. Paul Kariuki, Executive Director of the Democracy Development Program at the University of KwaZulu-Natal and convener at the Africa Policy Circle. Dr. Paul Kariuki, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Shafiq, for having me on the show, and good afternoon to your listeners.
This is the first time for quite a while that I've come across a report talking about an African country, at least, rebuilding or building a brand new airport. It happened in South Africa for the World Cup, but elsewhere in the continent, not too much. Cairo also changed the airport, but this is probably going to be one of the biggest ones, isn't it?
Exactly. It's going to be one of the biggest ones, a very exciting situation, to say that at least it's not being funded from outside of the continent. It's being funded by a continental development bank, the African Development Bank, by Africans for Africans, and can never be better than that, to send a very strong message that we as a continent have the potential to influence our own development trajectory, and we can be able to mobilize resources continentally to support our initiatives that gives us a voice in the global market as a key lead in our different sectors. In this case, we're talking of the aviation, but I think the underlying principle here that it's worth celebrating is that this is a continental initiative funded by African Development Bank for African people. I think it's one of the powerful stories for the year.
Most certainly. And of course, I mean, the fact is that Ethiopian Airlines are making a big play to become a significant carrier, particularly on the continent. And the other day, somebody I know flew to another part of the world via Ethiopian Airlines, and it cut their flying time down by 4 hours, which is certainly interesting. So it's beginning to show us that Addis Ababa is a significant hub, particularly if we want to get out of the continent, because particularly from Cape Town, which is a long way, it really makes flying that much more easier.
I agree 100% with you. I'm also a frequent flyer with Ethiopian Airlines, and I can vouch for the same. The services are excellent, and they are very much professional in their approach to the business. And definitely they have the clientele at the center of their business model, which is really important because, you know, in a midst of a competitive environment such as what the aviation industry is experiencing, especially after COVID-19, client experience is important for any aviator to be assured of a sustainable, you know, business within a very competitive industry, and at the same time also ensuring that clients come back again and again and again because their past experience was just as good as the next one that they're looking forward to. So I think Ethiopian Airlines have found a key to be a lead aviator on our continent, become a very strong connector of the regional, business opportunities that are coming through, and I found a very powerful partner in the name of African Development Bank, which as a bank itself is actually very interested in to see this regional integration, not only in aviation, but in other sectors of development on the continent. It just happens at this time around also they want to put their, you know, their resources into such a powerful investment with an airline that has proven to be very reliable, very professional, and very focused on its own mission in ensuring that it's not only just a national airline, but it's also a continental and even now a global airline. Ethiopian Airlines goes to different regions around the world, and they are known for their professionalism. They are known for their on-time arrival and departure. They are known for excellent service. And I think the expansion of the airport that they are doing now is a testament that they're actually looking at, you know, the immense growth that the aviation industry is experiencing, especially on the continent, and them being the lead aviator, it speaks volumes to what they're doing. And it's true, if one has been able to go to Addis, most of the time you will see the business of that airport any time of the day, during the day and during the night. It's a very busy one, and I think the volume of passengers have really increased immensely. So they have ticked all the boxes that an investor would want to tick to invest this amount of money, because it's not small money that the African Development Bank is putting in there. But I think they have shown that there is a visionary leadership, there is a desire to connect regions, and there is a desire to make Africa the best it can be through aviation, and to support other secondary sectors such as tourism and agriculture and sustainable development of different aspects of our continental development. It's a proud moment for the continent indeed.
And of course, it's an indictment on us in South Africa, because I can remember the days when South African Airways was an airline of consequence. Now it's become a matter of inconsequence. It hardly exists. It's sad in that sense, isn't it? Because South Africa could also have served as a hub, and one could just imagine an arrangement between South African Airways and Ethiopian Airlines would have been pretty much unbeatable.
Well, you said it.
I said it, yes.
But it's an unavoidable reality, Safik, because it's not only just South Africa, but other airlines like Kenya Airways and others that are limping from one bailout to the next, to their detriment, of course, because there is a lot of capabilities in countries, South Africa and others, that are struggling to keep their airlines in the sky sustainably. The opportunity that we've been having for a long time is that most of these airlines that are really, really having problems have gone into a moment of complacency. They never started that way. They just grew into complacency over time by allowing certain practices that created the aviation sector within the countries, and kind of diminished their value over time in the aviation sector. But Ethiopian Airlines has remained consistent since its inception. And that does not mean that it has not been faced by challenges, whether being political or any other kind of challenges. But they are straight through to the mission of why they started the airline in the first place. I think the deviation from why the national carriers are failing is because it's a lot of political interference. Anywhere you look into the cases, especially in the continent, there is a lot of political interference in the way aviation, national carriers are being managed. And that becomes one of the key factors that have really contributed to their demise and unpopularity that has gone with it, which of course has affected their bottom line. And, the constant bailouts is an indication that there is a lack of vision and there is a lack of expertise to run an aviation carrier like that sustainably for generations to come. This is an industry, Shafiq, let's be honest, this is an industry that is very lucrative. And it has sustainable cash flow if it's managed properly. We don't need to look outside of the continent. We have our own example in the name of Ethiopian Airlines. So I think wisdom dictates that to go and look into that airline and find out what are they doing well that other carriers are failing to do. I think this pride of not wanting to learn from our peers is really contributing to our detriment. And it's important that, national carriers around the continent that are failing to run their national carriers sustainably and profitably to humble themselves and go and get some classes from the Ethiopian Airlines and get to understand why is this national carrier making waves in the same continent, faced by the same conditions, supported by their own citizenry and others, and why are we not doing that for those who are failing? And looking to the lessons so that they can try to improve national carriers. There is no reason why national carriers should be failing. It can only be because of one thing, pride and not willing to learn.
Yeah, you've mentioned the word pride, and I would agree with you on that particular point. I just cannot forget the time when there was a horrible lady who was in charge of South African Airways. I'm not going to mention her name because she's now political history. She comes along and insults Emirates, one of the biggest airlines in the world, because she starts pettifogging and stamping up and down, and because she knows nothing about the industry, destroys a cooperation with Emirates Airlines, who could have saved South African Airways and given us a first-class local aviation system, as well as getting out of the continent. That, to me, really, really riles me. Again, it's a case of Shofik said it again, and Dr. Kariuki didn't.
I'm telling you, Shofik, it is inevitable, the fact that when we have one of our own continental aviators excelling in the same global conditions, so much economic headwinds confronting this continent with its own internal challenges, and still managing to wreck, for example, last year, for the financial year ending June 2025, Ethiopian Airlines recorded $7.6 billion.
Wow.
Gross profits, reflecting an 80% increase in their financial revenue, transporting 19 million passengers. 15.1 of those million passengers are international routes. Yeah? And 3.9 only from within the continent and the country. How do you say that there is nothing to learn from such an aviator? Unless it could be just be one reason that there is no interest to improve national carriers. These are statistics that are not, you know, sitting somewhere aimless. They have been recorded. This is an aviation company with a reputation over 75 years of history, operational history. So they have really mastered certain aspects of aviation industry. They have mastered importance of running an aviation business sustainably and profitably. They have mastered the idea of improving quality professional service, as well as their own human resources. It is known that Ethiopian Airlines, the pilots and co-pilots and hostesses and other people that support the work of that carrier are one of the best trained on our continent. Why are other countries not, you know, investing in that? Improve your human resources, ensure high-quality professional service, depoliticize the national carrier, support it with investment, a conducive environment to support its growth. And you see what we are seeing. It's not only just doing passenger work, but it's also cargo. And we remember during COVID times, for example, how the Ethiopian Airlines managed to change most of their passenger aircraft to become cargo, so to support the movement of COVID-19, the vaccines across the world. That kind of innovative thinking is not far-fetched. It is there. It's resident in most countries, but it doesn't have opportunity to be expressed so that it can thrive. So I think in a bigger, broader scheme of things here, the African Development Bank is demonstrating that if it identifies potential in any sector, in any African country, it is willing to negotiate to invest in the idea. It's not far-fetched, Shafiq. It can be done. It can be done in South Africa and in any other African country that has visionary leadership, not only just in aviation, but in all sectors, and is willing to create a conducive environment that will attract investors in the name of African Development Bank and others that are able to see that their investment will yield positive benefits for the country and, of course, for the bank as a lead development financier of the continent. It is time that our continent seeks to explore opportunities such as this one with a development financier based on the continent who does not have to give African countries strings of conditions that stifle the very development that they want to do.
Right.
I think the broad speak here is that we have opportunity as a continent to lead our development, but we must do this responsibly without having to, to rely on partners outside of the continent who burden us with whatever resources they give the continent to do its own development. And I think countries should look at this example of investment to start rethinking the way they do their business in their own countries and create conditions where investors of this magnitude will feel safe to give such humongous amounts of money towards their own development.
100%. And on that note, we have to leave off this week's edition of the African Mirror. And we've been talking about the success of Ethiopian Airlines, an example to all of us. Dr. Paul Kariuki, Director of the Democracy Development Program at University of KZN and convener at the Africa Policy Circle, thank you for joining us.